You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underley. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. Two dozen people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited River Falls on Monday to announce grant funding for local tribal communities. Over $100 million of grant funding is available for tribal communities to help expand broadband access and provide funding for libraries and community centers. The funding comes from the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan Act. Tribal communities in Alma, Cadott, Fall Creek, River Falls, and the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin will receive millions in funding through the program. A bus stop near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has a new look following a mosaic installation on Monday. The new artwork at the Water Street bus stop depicts aquatic life in the Chippewa River, particularly endangered species. University officials say some of their students were instrumental in the creation of the mosaic, and it took about a year to gather and combine the materials before its installation. Their hope is the new mosaic will help educate residents about the nearby aquatic life while they're waiting for the bus. The city of Eau Claire held its first public meeting on their proposed operating budget for 2025 on Monday. The new budget proposal calls for a $190 million increase, which is about 6% higher than last year's budget. According to city officials, the larger budget is meant to help the city manage its rapid growth while maintaining quality of service, especially for infrastructure maintenance. The city council is expected to continue fine-tuning the budget proposal and adopt the final version in November. The village of Cadott is among the municipalities that will receive grant funding for library improvements. On Monday, Governor Tony Evers announced that Cadott would receive a $3.7 million grant for a new public library. The funding will be provided through the Department of Administration's Flexible Facilities Program. Construction of the new public library is planned just off Highway 27 between the elementary school and historical society. The current library is nearly 100 years old and is not ADA accessible. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Congressman Mark Pocan, and local representatives held a town hall on the dangers of Project 2025 in Eau Claire on Saturday. The group of Democrats shared information with local residents on how the implementation of the agenda would affect their finances, health care, and personal freedoms. They also criticized efforts by former President Donald Trump to distance himself from Project 2025, despite the fact that many of the authors were part of his administration. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. The Pablo Center at the Confluence has announced the departure of its executive director. According to a press release, Jason John Anderson has stepped down as the executive director of the organization, and Chief Development Officer Monica Frederick will serve as the interim executive director. Anderson had been with the Pablo Center since 2015 and served as executive director beginning in 2018. He was also involved in the creation of the National Independent Venue Association during the COVID-19 pandemic. A Chippewa Falls school is raising funding for the installation of a new playground. Hillcrest Elementary School is hoping to raise about $200,000 to replace their outdated playground with a new one that is accessible for all kids. The school has already pledged $30,000 towards their $200,000 goal. The new playground would include new swings and slides as well as leveled pavement that kids of all abilities can use. Community donations can be submitted online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
The one thing I'll say about it is, it's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer, my PT, all of that stuff. We just got connected, and then we put a plan together all the way through the offseason, and we executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle in the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and 2-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyonce some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyonce, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. The Joker 2, Folie au Deux, took number 1 at the box office this past weekend. The film brought in $40 million to lead the way, but given that both audiences and critics showed approval ratings in the low 30s, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it would be a surprise if the Joker sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga showed any type of legs at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's champ, The Wild Robot, which added a few screens and took in almost $19 million domestically. The Wild Robot, in contrast to The Joker, is rocking a 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes with both critics and audiences. My guess is the 2% in each case
place are moviegoers who enjoyed The Joker. Coming in third place was Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, with just over $10 million at the box office in its fifth week of release. The Beetlejuice sequel has taken in $265 million domestically. Rounding out this week's top five are Transformers 1 and Speak No Evil. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear with a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.